A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Monday, April the 10th, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we are having a discussion with Nyari Mashayamombe. She is an artist, very good musician, a great filmmaker, and a champion of women's rights and gender equality in Zimbabwe. Mashayamombe is the founder of Tag a Life International Trust, TALI, a nonprofit organization that works to empower and support girls and young women in Zimbabwe. Through education, leadership development, and advocacy, Mashayamombe's work focuses on addressing issues of gender-based violence, child marriages, and other forms of discrimination and marginalized faced by girls and women in Zimbabwe. In addition to her work as an activist, Mashayamombe is also a filmmaker and has produced a number of films that highlight the experiences of women and girls in Zimbabwe. She is here in the United States promoting her film called Even Our Dreams. Now we are going to take you to that film, the trailer, before we have the honor of speaking to Nyari.
When a mother falls pregnant, they wonder if it's a boy or girl, if the child will take the mother or father's looks. Mildred's mother thought everything was all right until she learned otherwise. There's a famous saying that goes, we're all an incident away from disability. You could break a leg or lose sight at a young, middle or old age like Stabile, or in a scuffle like young Farai. Being disabled, however, does not always mean one is poor.
Ningumbe dzangu ndinozvichengetera nokurima kose nokufudza.
Or one does not have a longing for a family. They sometimes have their own exploits. They have dreams of their own.
I want to be a teacher or a nurse.
We are honored today to have Nyari here in our studios, and a very warm welcome to our show. First, our millions of viewers would like to know what your film focuses on.
Thank you very much, Mavi, for having me. Hello, Zimbabwe, and hello, the world. My film focuses on people with disabilities, different forms of disabilities, from blindness to hard of hearing and speech impairment, stunted growth, cerebral palsy. Mm-hmm. So a number of things, yeah.
And why did you choose to highlight challenges faced by people with disabilities?
I felt like, you know, disabilities is an issue that, we have films about, especially in Zimbabwe, but a number of those films are films that, you know, they do not bring also the positive or the assertiveness or the beautiful stories of people with disabilities, that they're human beings first of all, they're human beings like us. They have the same desires like us, even as you can hear the title of the film, mm-hmm. that says even our dreams, to say even our dreams matter. And when we think about usually people with disabilities, we're always pitying them. We think we don't look at the abilities that they have. We don't look at the fact that they also want to get in love. Mm-hmm. We don't look at the... So it talks about the beautiful story of these people. And I think also it shares their powerful, buoyancy, resilience, thriving. There are many of them who are doing well. Mm-hmm. But then they also have their own issues that they're dealing with. So for this film, I wanted to show the different side of people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If we can going to Shona and then Debele, did you face any challenges while working on this film?
My challenges are tina kuwa na shodaka wanda ni kuti ininda garandiri muna nushanda ni community. Mm-hmm. And my networks angu andi nao, aka ndi batra uti ndi kuwanse kutaura story izrakanaka. Ndi chida ungo taura ni organization ya takashanda nazo, takashanda ni two organizations, imu inonzi Rehab CD Research Hub for Children with Disabilities, inushanda mchirezi. Mm-hmm. Ndo ya kativura masuo, because takayenda tatakokwa vachi tuzo tukune ma Paralympics games aiti kaikoko, mm-hmm. evan wakare mara. Saka ndakabwa nangu funga ina idea kuti, no, let me go and tell the story. And so, my relationship tatati nao ni kushanda kwa takara trukwita mu community kwa mnarounda nevamwe, even mwenyeka medu, shwakaita very, very easy, shwakaita nyore, mm-hmm. Kuti tikwanse kupinda imomo. So, kwaba lula civil ngoba sasi la manyama organization, esitabenza lao, nje ngori ya CDE, Research Hub for People with Disabilities, Letege Life, vele already yasebenza ku community. So kwaba lula, and then ama relationships le community abantu babe befisa kukhuluma ngoba laba ithuba, mm-hmm. they don't usually have that opportunity. So it was a beautiful opportunity. Even my participants, they were very easy at participating, telling mm-hmm. their stories, powerful stories. Even imuli zabo, they were participating mm-hmm. as well. So yeah, it wasn't easy. I mean, of course, funding was not very easy, mm-hmm. But also, tambotaura panandri paredu nchiti, takaona kubata kwe United Nations Women, bakati tengiro ma cameras, makorema viri kana utuwane apfura. So, ando kukosha kwa kaita, kutitikwanse kutora ma story very easy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tiri ipapo, tunaona kuti mneta mabasa ya kurwira kodzero dzemadzi, maine vanasikana. Saka shwaka zuita sei kuti mupinde mafilimu.
Mafilimu, tichirwira kodzero dzemadzimai nevasikana. Ndakaona kuti madzimai avamo mumedia zvakanyanya nyanya. Mm-hmm. Takatarisa kuti vane masimba mumedia kana kuti zvekutorwa kwenhau izvi. Akana kuwanda kanenge ke Voice of America yatinoona ine vakuru vakaita sana Madam Ndimi, mm-hmm. And vakabata matomo vari madzimai vashoma sere. So kuona mamwe ma media houses anotongwa nevarume, mm-hmm. Kutorwa kunoitwa kuferefetwa kwenyaya ukazoona madzimai atinoti women in leadership, mm-hmm. vanoti vari muutungamiriri nyaya dzavo vanotoramba kuparticipate mumedia nekuti nyaya dzavo vanenge vachiscandalizwa kana kushoropodzwa zvinorwadza, mm-hmm. Saka ndakaona kuti saka zvandiri kuita zviri kutosimudzira madzimai kuti vakwanise kubudikira vaonekere kuti mabasa avo vanoita mabasa akanaka kuti tikwanise kukoka mamwe madzimai nevasikana nema youth nevo vakare manokona kuti takutoro, mm-hmm. Takukwanisa kuunza ma stories kana kuti nyaya dzevanhu vakare mara vasinga ma stories asinga wanzo atorwa nevanhu. Saka kusimudzira basa randagara ndiri kuita.
And we know that filmmaking in Zimbabwe is dominated by men. How are you perceived in the sector as a female filmmaker?
I think I have some good and bad experiences. Mm-hmm. The good experiences are that there are also people who want to support women. There are also people who get it. Mm-hmm. They also, because they are also storytellers, fellow men who are storytellers, they are likely, highly likely to support you. But I can also talk about me being a threat. You know, you can also easily be seen as a threat. And also, you
how
can
so?
I don't know. I mean, this is a competition, like, this is a business, right? You're in competition. People are used to occupying a certain space. And when you're entering that space, there are people who feel like you're here to take over. Mm-hmm. But also, practically speaking, you see that it's still somewhat a boys' club. So, for example, there are spaces that you want to do, negotiations that you want to do, partnerships that you want to pursue. You can almost always feel like you're closed out. For you to penetrate a certain, maybe people can easily pursue you, like perceive you like she has to pay us, she has money. Mm-hmm. She, but then they are enjoying certain partnerships that they don't have to exchange money, and I'm bringing something on the table, and people are not willing always to. So there are the pros and cons, and I understand because that's why I'm there. I'm trying to break forth that glass ceiling that's there. So, but I also want to just say, also with the support that I have, with the work that I've been doing, I have good support. Like here, having this opportunity, I have this because of the work that I've been doing, because of women and men that also support my work. So it's a mixed bag.
Yes, and you're here in the United States promoting your film. Tell us a little bit more about your trip so far. Where have you been, and how? What has been the response?
Great. So when I came to the U.S., I was coming for the CSW Commission on the Status of Women by the United Nations. Mm-hmm. So I was there for 2 weeks, where we are looking at the lives of women and girls and communities to say how far have the governments gone to improve the rights of women, comparing with their own commitments. Because governments come to United Nations and they make commitments and they promise to take certain measures. Mm-hmm. So us, our job is to say also to lobby the government to up on the issues that we care about. So for example, is of child marriages, ending child marriages, mm-hmm. Increasing women's political participation. So over and above that, I then went on my film tour. It was a mini tour. I shot the film at Maryland at a community called Greenbelt. Was well received. It's just how heartwarming, because remember the film is in Shona, in Shangani, and Ndebele, mm-hmm. predominantly local languages, and then we made subtitles. So when you see people who are non-Shona speakers, who are non-local language speakers, mm-hmm. following and being moved by such a story, I would say I did a good job, and the team did a good job. And so we took it to Maryland. We took it also to Wisconsin. Yes. I was at the University of Wisconsin. Again, amazing reception there. And I'm hoping, so my hope right now is to then make it more available in Zim. So as I mentioned earlier on, we've already shown it on 3K TV. We're hoping ZBC TV will pick it up. We're hoping the other upcoming TV stations, mm-hmm. or the already existing ones will pick it up. But also we want to take it to the nation itself. We're taking it to Chiredzi in September, where we filmed.
Yes, tiri panya iyo iyo ye kuChiredzi. Chii chakaita kuti mufunge kuti regai ndinoita filimi iri kuChiredzi?
Sekutaura kwandambozviita earlier kuti tine shamwari dzinoshanda muChiredzi, atingati mapartners, anga ari kutoita maParalympics. Saka inini, it's not something chinoitwa zvakanyanya. So when Rehab CD told me that they're doing Paralympics, I was invited. I was like, okay, we are going to go as Tag Alive, the Girls and Young Women's Rights Organization. Obviously, we want to talk about the issues around people with disabilities as far as it relates to girls and young women. Mm-hmm. But then an idea came to say, no, man, we don't have inspiring films about people with disabilities. And I said, I'm going to film. And then I reached out to them and say, you're going to have 3 days of Paralympics that are going to happen. Can we at least film this, make this film? They were excited. And yeah, and when we launched the film, we actually premiered it on the 10th of December, the International Human Rights Day. Mm. And we brought the actors, the characters.
Yes.
It was beautiful. We'll share with you the photos so that you can put, and people can see.
Thank you beautiful so much. Photos. Thank you there, Nyari. Please, just bear with us as we take a short break. Please don't go away.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth, when we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And we're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Now we're going back into Zimbabwe, where Zimbabweans are enjoying the Easter holiday, with some saying they had a bleak Easter holiday due to economic hardships. Our correspondent Ezra Chisa Sbanda spoke to Bongani Sbanda and Vusimuzi Ncube, who said they could not go to their rural homes for Easter holiday as they usually do because they had no money. Let's hear what they said. Coming back to you, Nyari, you heard what the people were saying about Easter. What is the situation like for the people in Chiredzi where you shot your documentary?
Thank you so much, Mave. The situation in Chiredzi, just like everywhere else, is not the easiest, especially as we look at these socio-economic issues. People are struggling, and it's even worse for people with disabilities because they do not easily access resources. Mm-hmm. So usually whatever you see the a person with their who are able-bodied struggling with, multiply that maybe by two or three, the struggle with the person with disability, because they do not always, majority of them, I mean, there are some who cater for themselves well, but majority of them, they do not have shatingati shukwani siso. They always are struggling as well to get opportunities, to get resources, to get any survival things that they need. So, yeah.
Tiri paponyari kuru kudara. Dai waitaura iwe kuna amai kuti ndoda kuita basa rekugadzira mafilimu. Ah, wairowa neshamu. Zvainzi ndezvemarombe. Zvamira sei? Uye zvekune vabereki vakateerera parizvino unoti
Tingangoti kumira kwazvaita mave. Zvichingori zvinhu zvati chinjei. Asi kusanjalo because film chai chai kutobhadhara chego chego haibhadhari. Unofanira kutanga wawana munhu anoda kukusupport. Andiri ini ndikuisa mari nekuti ndinoproducer zvimwe natima talk shows. Saka mari dzekunana ma talk shows ndozvaunototora wakuita sei wakusponsor filmmaking. Ukaitawo rombo rakanaka ukawana tinonzi masponsors, but isusu patakaita film it hatisina kana sponsor. It was just out of the opportunity and the heart and to say we're going to do this. So a normal young person who wants to be a filmmaker, they have to really love it, because just like anything that you're going to do, you're gonna have to put in a lot until people begin to trust you, and then to be able to fundraise and to and raise that money. So it's still very tough, but it's something that is progressing. We need to tell Zimbabwean stories, and also young people now, there are also opportunities for social media. You no longer just have to wait for mainline. You can actually create your own content, which is actually we've started seeing a lot of young people sprouting in Zim, creating content, putting it on social media, getting paid. People actually are getting paid. So actually, I had on a second thought, it's actually more paying, and I think we need to support the young people, even older people, because we're seeing Vanamai Mazowe, a lot of people were taking up the space, and those people are cashing in. So
Totaura ipapo mombotaura nesindebele kuti munoona sei basa iri ramuri kuita remafilimu. Dai papa nemumwe wakateerera. Ibasa raangaita here achizowana cheruviri.
Yeah, mbona ngani into kumele si support abantwana ukuthi beyenze sibili ngoba sokulama ama opportunities amathuba amaningi. Abantwana bayakwanisa ukuyenza what we call in English e content creation, befaka izinto zabo ku Facebook. So wabona abafana lamankazana befaka izinto, even omama labo baba befaka izinto zabo ku Facebook, bethola imali bebhadalwe sibili. So kumele si support abantwana. We must cultivate that culture. Would be told be tata matuva lao be for progress lao ngoba akona ma opportunities. Yes,
and you also. Oh, I understand. We have a caller. Hello. Ndini mfundisi Jacob Maforere.
Hongu ndini.
Aiwa, makabi yenyu. Tunoda kumbonzwawo kwamuri kuti tinoona tiri pazororo iri reEaster. Yakakosha sei kozororo reEaster?
Zororo iri rakakosha chaizvo. Hatisati tatombopinda mumagwaro nekukosha kwezvatinopemberera zvekubarwa, kwezvekuroverwa pamuchinjiko kwaIshe wedu Jesu Kristu. Tinotarisa kuti zororo iri riri kuunganidza vanhu. Endi chimwe chinhu chatiri kuona ndechekuti vanhu vazhinji, kunyangwe vachibva kuzvitendero zvakasiyana-siyana, machechi akasiyana-siyana, tiri kuona vanhu vaakubatana kuti tiri vanhu vamwe chete, tinotenda zvimwe chete. Ikowo zvinotibatsira kuti tizive sezvinotaurwa naJesu Kristu kuti hatigoni kuda Mwari watisati taona, tisina kuda vanhu vatinoswera navo. Saka zvinotikoshera isusu. Ndofunga takaona pazvifananidzo zvivhitivhiti munyika yedu yeZimbabwe kuti vanhu vanga vachiungana, vachipembera, vachifara vari pamwe chete, kunyangwe vanhu vachisangana mumazuva ese nezvinhu zvingavaomera nezvingadini. Nguva ino yeEaster tiri kutaura nenyaya yekumuka kwaIshe Jesu Kristu, nenyaya yeResurrection. Nyaya resurrection inounza hope, inounza tarisiro. Saka kunyangu wanu wanga waka umeru watri kuona mungu dzavari kuungana wanu wachiimba, wachiridza ngoma nehosho, wachipemberera. Saka zvakati koshera izvezvi kuti vanhu wasangana. Asi chikuru ndichocho chekuti tisakanganwe kuti zororo irori izororo rekupemberera kumuka kwakaita mambo naishe wedu Jesu Kristu.
Coming back to you again, Mr. Maforo, who is he's a pastor with a Global Methodist Church in Kansas. What's the significance of Easter? We were seeing some, you know, footage coming from Zimbabwe where some Zimbabweans were saying it was a bleak one for them because, you know, they didn't have enough money to spend with their families. Are you working with any communities in Zimbabwe as a church?
Yes, and it's heartbreaking, especially I listened to the young man who was talking about his inability to go to the village because he does not have any resources, any money. He is trying to eke out a living and taking advantage of this holiday. Maybe he can raise some more and be able to send some things to the village. We think about all people. During this time of Easter, I have just finished talking about the hope that we have, the hope that comes in a resurrection. Resurrection itself comes after a series of events when Jesus Christ was arrested, was arraigned, was charged. He was innocent. Even one of the people who hung with him on the cross, he testified that this man is innocent. Even Pilate himself testified that this guy is innocent. I'm washing my hands. So we do have a sense of renewal. A sense of hope. It reminds us of the suffering on one side, but it reminds us also of an unrealized future that we hope for. Scripture itself tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for. So I would say to our Zimbabwean citizens, we should hold on to the hope that, yes, things may be hard and difficult, but there is hope for a future for our young people, a future for the women. We just finished listening to stories about disabled people.
Yes.
People living with disabilities, hope for them as well.
Thank you.
So I want to talk about hope and encourage our people.
Thank you so much, Reverend Jacob Maforo. He's out in Kansas. Thank you so much. And I'm back to you, Nyari, who's our in-studio guest as we wrap up our show. Where can people watch your movie or follow the trailer?
For the trailer, it's on our YouTube channel, Identities Media. We can also provide for you to share our trailer on your social media platforms. We can share the link immediately. And for the film itself, we shared that last weekend it was on 3K TV. We are hoping to put it on ZBC TV. We're hoping to put it on many other TV channels that are coming up in Zimbabwe. And
thank
maybe
you.
We will give you guys as well.
Thank you so, so much. And that brings us to the end of our show. I would like to thank our in-studio guest, Nyari Mashaya Mombe, and of course you, the viewers and listeners at home. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Good night.